before you all have the, well, about time. Before you have the agenda for tonight, are there any additions to the agenda? Hearing none, could I have somebody move to accept the agenda as presented?
I'll move to accept the agenda as presented.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have Ron and who was second it?
Bud.
Oh, okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
I okay. Opposed? Hopefully nobody. Before you have the minutes of the meeting last held on November 27th, 2025, are there any errors or omissions?
I'll make a
All right,
motion to
hearing none.
accept.
Oh,
Oh, yeah.
okay.
Second.
Anybody? Okay. And all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Yes. Yep.
Aye. Because I can't see your hands.
Oof.
All right. Business arising. There's two things on the list here. Community well-being correspondence. That would be the
I was just to follow
letter
up.
here.
Say that the tweaks that happened in the letter have been sent to the minister.
It's a very fine letter.
It is. And so that was just to make sure everyone was aware and got a copy. So that was it for that one.
Right. So when somebody asks, you know what we're talking about.
Yes.
All right, project update. That's the one that's going to take up the most time here.
So great news. Project the building work came the first phase 1A came in under budget, so that's exciting.
Good.
Used to good building news. And they have determined that the leaks in the basement are from the windows and that the foundation is actually in really good shape and repairs could be affected from the inside, so they don't have to dig up the outside of the building, which is going to save a lot of money. So that is kind of the positive update on that. Blaine has a question. Do you want to go ahead, Blaine?
Sure. I just wondered, Laura, if you can share that
Oh, sure.
the
Sure.
quote on the screen there.
Yep. No problem. Okay.
And pardon my ignorance, but what building are we talking about?
That's our regional office, which unfortunately we're not all at tonight together. Okay, so this is the updated quote. So phase 1A has these various completed sections. And then they have determined what we should actually do, and we're pivoting the work to do that. So we need to replace three windows. And we need to do some replacement of the wooden siding along the building, cladding they call it, the technical term, I guess. And we need the original thing that we were going to do, which is removal of the steps to the Mulgrave branch area where we have our meetings, and put in new steps because those old steps are unsafe. And so this is good news. Like I said, we're moving on to more valuable activities. We did get them to quote, and it's included here on supplying a line for a washer and a dryer, doing the electrical work there. We have a lot of stuff that we're supposed to be washing and drying for branches, like puppets and other fabric items, and it's not happening because no one really wants to take home the puppets and wash them. So we thought we'd get that looked at to make the space more useful. And there's a little bit of electrical that goes with that as well. And we are also originally we were talking about and still included replacing the meter where the electricity comes into the building. So that's still included. And so where I'm going with all this is that the costs, if we go down to the costs, we are under budget on that first section. And the second section is quoted on the screen. I have done the math on this, and we can afford phase two, which would be replacement of 17 windows in the building. And I think it's really critical that we do that. You can't see it here. When you click phase two on the things online, it comes up to 238,459 and 91 cents. And we would get a 21,000 HST rebate on this work. So between a bit of additional money we got from the province this year and the savings we had and the fact that we're in a little better shape than we thought and the HST rebate, we can afford to proceed with this phase two of replacing the 17 windows, which is described up here a little bit better. Removal of 17 existing windows, main floor and basement, supply and install the windows. And our kind of only risky aspect is if they open up a window and find something problematic. But they say they've had a little bit of an allowance in each quote for the each window to potentially offset that. So I guess what I'm looking forward or looking for from you folks is just conveying the good news, telling you I think we can afford this comfortably, reasonably, fingers crossed, and an approval to proceed with the phase two, which we had held off initially.
Well, folks, what's your pleasure?
I approve it myself. Yeah. Well, I'll make a motion to approve.
I'd say go for it.
Yep.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any
Sorry,
other discussion? Oh,
Chair, I have a
go ahead, Brian.
question. I get the question. Laura, when you look at the original quote, I don't know if you have it with you, but
I
under.
did see the math on it. Yeah, what you want?
No. I'm just talking about the original quote, the under foundation repairs and excavation. There seemed to be more listed in that original quote that is on this current quote. There was a weeping tile, a drain. There was a new weeping tile pipe, and I don't see it listed here on this one.
Because the good news is when they ripped all this sorry, thinking of the right word, gyprock out of the
Yep.
basement and they cleaned
Right.
everything out of the basement, they determined we don't need that. It looks to be in much better shape than they thought. So any cracks they believe they can deal with from the inside, and they've pretty much, like, the guys are very experienced and stuff, and they're confident that the leaking is coming from the windows and the windowsill and that the foundation is in good shape. So we don't need that work.
Right.
Okay.
And under phase 1B, it said removal of exterior canopy at north face of building.
That has happened, actually. And
Oh, it
I,
has.
yes, and they, oh, there we go. Removal of exterior canopy.
There it is under
Yeah,
1A.
there it
Yes,
is.
yeah.
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 They took off the, it's a portico is the technical term, but the back door overhang that was falling apart, that is gone. So that's a really big safety thing that's been taken care of because we were afraid during a storm that would, like, blow away and,
Yeah.
cause damage and so on. So it's good news that way.
And the other item under 1B in the previous quote was abatement of hazardous materials, mold, mildew, etc. And that was not included. There was $10,000 estimated for that. That wasn't included in their quote.
They're thinking it's looking good. Like when they dug it up, it's
Yeah.
or ripped it off, they're like, no. So
Last thing, what about a contingency fee?
Contingency. Yeah, I did discuss contingency with them, and I believe we're at a point where we're good to get this done, but our contingency is going to either come out of the additional money we received from the province this year that we had sort of parked 20,000, or out of our capital savings. So, I mean, hopefully we're not needing contingency. Like, hopefully things continue on this trend of being under budget. But we do have some contingency that we can use. And I mean, right now we don't have any indications that we have significant problems. So I'm saying let's roll the dice because we do need the new windows, and they seem to be the key thing to improving the heat loss and the building envelope.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Okay.
Anybody else? Okay. We do have a move in a second. All those in favor?
Who
Say yeah.
seconded?
Oh.
I just want to make sure I notice.
Susan, I
Was that
think.
you, Claude? This
It's
no, it
Claude.
wasn't me.
Susan, I think.
Okay.
No, Claude said go for it, and I just assumed
Oh, okay.
he
Okay.
seconded, but I'll second it, no problem.
Okay. So Susan second. Okay.
We'll take a go. We'll take a go for it too, Claude. That sounds
Yeah,
fine.
I know you said go for it. So. Technical terms, go for
All
it.
those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, that motion's passed.
Okay, great. What am I trying to do? There we go. So, yeah, good.
More
Ministerial.
correspondence
Yeah.
that was included in your packets. Not to be confused with the well-being, the other one
No. Don't see.
about finances. One of
Yeah.
the little chart on the bottom.
Yeah.
Has
Yeah.
everybody had a chance to review that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Any errors, omissions, additions that you want? Okay, and then the last but not least, financial request for municipal units.
Should we
Ron,
think
you'll be
of,
getting.
sorry, do we need a
Well,
motion to send that letter?
no, that's just staff direction.
Okay, question about this that I wanted to ask the board. In terms of copying it, I typically copy it because she requested that, so she knows what's up. Lynn Summers, the director of Nova Scotia Public Provincial Library. Do we want to copy any MLAs in the area or anybody else?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
I'd say.
so add the MLAs.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Add the MLAs
Greg Morrow.
to the copy. Okay. Any other thoughts on that, or we're good?
So, Chair, when was this letter to the province initially moved by the board to do this letter? It wasn't at the last meeting, was it, in November?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
I
it
think,
was.
I
Yeah,
don't
I'm
see it
pretty
in the
sure it was.
minutes. I
I
don't
think it
see
was
it
the
in the
meeting
minutes.
before that, Blay.
Was
And
it?
then we brought it back and we wanted some additions to it. So then I think it just went back after the last meeting.
Yeah, I remember discussing it, just don't remember when.
Yeah, I think it was two meetings ago.
So it was in the September meeting.
I'd say so, yes. And then we just had additions to it, so.
I think it might have been the staff direction at the last meeting. Anyway, we got so much correspondence, we're getting
Yeah.
fuzzy on that. Could try the October minutes. Okay. Sorry, I was just checking the minutes on that. Are we okay, Blaine, or did you want that tracked
Well,
in?
I guess I was just I don't have the October minutes. I just have the September minutes and then the November minutes. That I if we've made the motion, then like the chair has said, it's just staff direction for you to send it. But I just was wanting to confirm that we made the motion to send a letter. But
Yeah, I do remember talking about
in
it.
the
And
minute.
we did make a motion, yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Ministerial correspondence, September, to send correspondence to Dave Ritchie. Okay.
Yeah, there it is.
Yep.
Machine.
Okay. All right. So,
Just takes us a while to get there.
yeah. So we should be good then for that financial letter to minister. Okay.
Okay. Financial request for municipal units. Laura didn't send out a draft and then a redraft, I think.
Yeah, I send you had the chance to redraft it, so I did send that along. I can bring that up actually. That might be helpful. Okay. Draft municipal funding request.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And Rod, I'm going to send it to, well, say, mayor and council. That way it can show up in your meetings and correspondence.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, I was gonna
And
ask
maybe
that. I thought
if the
it
guys for journals listening, they'll print
just
it.
Yeah.
Give
So
ourselves some trouble.
you haven't sent a letter yet, huh?
No,
No, I
no.
haven't sent it yet. It's
No.
today, today.
Yeah.
You should send it soon because we strategic planning next Thursday and Friday.
Okay,
So we'll be
well,
talking about budgets. So
I can get it
if you
for
guys approve it, it'll go out tomorrow.
yeah.
Us were the same. We're coming very close to budget talks, so I say send it in.
Okay.
We can vote on it or whatever, but it's up to you.
So, just for clarity, I would see that coming from you, James, going to mayor, like council and warden or mayor or whatever's appropriate to the municipal unit.
Correct.
Okay. Because I'll do up various drafts with the correct information.
Well, we know who the mayor of Mulgrave is.
Yeah, we do.
Today, anyway.
Well.
Today.
Do you also send it to the CAOs as well?
Well, they can be copied
It,
on it. Probably best
I'd
to.
say send it to the CAO too.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So if you're all comfortable with that, we'll do staff direction to have it fixed up and sent out ASAP.
Do you want a motion or what?
Staff direction
Staff
doesn't really
direction.
need a
Yeah,
motion.
okay. Okay.
All right, great.
I've already warned my people.
Good. Okay, so we have that. CEO report was pretty. Did anyone have any questions on that that you wanted to discuss?
No,
I
it's
guess, I
actually
guess,
pretty simple.
I guess I know that that there was a meeting December 1st regarding the One Library Card Alliance, and you have a note at the bottom of that paragraph. The meeting and its follow-up were not, that's anyhow, you were suggesting that there'd be an in-camera meeting to discuss that.
Yeah. Did we want to do that now or save it for an in-person?
Oh, whatever you think, whatever the board thinks.
I think we should save that for in person.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah, I may know more by the time that occurs too, if there's any. I don't know how much of a real problem it is at this point, but
Laura hasn't let me at them yet.
no. We're saving that. We're saving that. I will say that one thing I did notice financially, and I don't know if you saw it on the letter to the minister, that we're actually providing. I just want to emphasize this. I didn't fully appreciate it, but we're providing the fourth highest level of public open hours at branches for the lowest budget in the province. And I was kind of wasn't aware to of the full extent that other library regions have internal financial resources that they've been using to bump up their operational budget for years. So that's something for everyone to consider. Like they've had savings or whatever endowments, I don't know, that they've been putting like around 100 to 300,000 per year to support their operations. And our services have been living within the funding envelope and being compared to their services, which have additional monies. So that's just something to really grasp. And as I say, with the minister letter in that chart, it's obviously quite powerful that we're, like I said, fourth highest for the lowest budget. The next closest budget is 1,447,207 from Cumberland Public Libraries. So I thought we were the second lowest budget because that's what we are in the funding formula, but in reality, we're the lowest budget. So Cheery little thought.
Yay, team.
Everything's
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah, well, we're certainly doing well in terms of performance, but anyway, it was just something that really came out of the meeting. And St. Peter's is underway. I've submitted the first round of responses, but it's very slow going and there's a bit more work to do on this project. And Waikato is getting exciting. I'm waiting to hear about recruitment for the staff person. They had interviews and we can expect to hear about a hire very soon. So, and books are going on the shelves there, which is great. So that project is certainly going ahead nicely. I think we're going to probably figure out maybe a target date for a grand opening. It would be nice to invite MLAs or a minister to the newest library in the province. So that's it for me on that one. Oh, I should say on a financial note, we are a bit the poor accounting staff person has been overwhelmed with some grant related project work. Apparently, I've got indications that the province has money that they would like to give us for various things, grant application for the building. Or for our request for the further funding for the community well-being program. So we've been having to do a lot of grant paperwork over the last couple of weeks and make sure we get everything in so that doesn't block getting more money. So hopefully in a week or two, I should have more information about that. Okay, that's it for me.
Sure. Any other questions for Laura?
Chair, just some one brief question. Under the Council of Region Librarians, Laura, just after you mentioned the $100 to $3,000 that some regions have for support their services, you mentioned that Halifax Public Library and Pictou-Annakin-ish Regional Library have had significant municipal contributions to their. You mean significant over and above the mandated contribution that they've had?
Halifax has been contributing. They contribute the majority of their HRM contributes the majority of the budget for Halifax Public Libraries. And I mean, it may be partially set up like that in the formula, but they've been certainly doing them a lot more. And then Pictou-Annakin-ish Regional Library, like, don't mistake me in the sense of they're not excessively wealthy or anything, but to give credit to their board and to their municipal units, they've been contributing over the mandated contribution for years to
Right.
general coffers, like not to anything specific in their area, just to the general operations. So, I mean, I'm mentioning this just to get a sense of our financial position in relation to the whole that we're a bit hard done by in comparison.
We get by a lot on less.
Yeah, we definitely do. And
Okay, meet. Oh, yep, go ahead. It's hard when you can't see people. You can't see like their mouth getting ready to talk.
you got it.
Okay. It's a good thing we might need little funny faces.
Right, meeting schedule. I've got two things on this. One is, yes, it would be a good idea to get together physically, and actually we could do that in-camera thing in
Could you bring back
February.
your agenda down on the screen?
On
Sorry?
the screen.
Yeah.
Oh, the
Yes, it's
agenda?
we're right here. Did you want me to get rid of the agenda? I can do that.
No, put the agenda
No, he
back
wants the
on.
end of
Oh,
back
put
up.
the agenda.
Oh, he wants the agenda back up. Sorry, it
We
was.
don't want to see the.
There we go.
Careful there.
I never
Remember,
named you.
election of the vice chair is next. I may nominate you.
Yeah.
All right, meeting schedule. We should get together in person because I do want to discuss something in camera, as does Laura. And however, as I mentioned, I will be in Portugal towards the end of the month. So, what does everybody's schedule look like on the 4th, which is the first Thursday?
No, I think the 5th is the first Thursday.
Okay.
On
It's the
February.
5th. That's what I meant. That's what I meant. February.
The 5th, though.
Yeah. I mean, we could do the 12th, but I leave early in the morning on the 13th, and I will be wearing a Hawaiian shirt and drinking wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd rather the 5th because I'll be in Porto at my meeting, and after that, I can go up if it's me that's going.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure it'll be you.
I forgot to ask
No, she
Catherine.
sent me an email saying it was going to be you, so you're in agreement. It's okay.
Yes, I don't mind going.
How's the 5th for everyone?
Yeah, good for me.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Let's mark.
I'm away in Sydney, but I'm not sure what time I'll be getting back. I might be back in time.
Okay, well, we
If not,
can.
I can just I should be there before the meeting ends. I'll drop in.
Okay, well, wait. It sounds like it would work.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll mark that down on the 5th.
Okay.
And second question for all. Do we actually need to meet every month? I mean, bylaw wise, it's supposed to be quarterly, but we do have other things going on. I mean, like tonight was a very short agenda. Some other things, it's up to everybody, but I
I
think
think
like every other month,
yeah.
every other month might be sufficient.
Yeah, and if we have something that's needs to be taken care of, we could call a special meeting, just to have it done.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of other boards meet less than us. It's kind of hard to get the turnaround on the paperwork when it's every month because it's like, you get 2 weeks to work or a week
Yeah.
for the paperwork and then it's got to go out. So it feels a bit rushed or something.
No, that sounds good, yeah.
Yeah, that would
Well, and
work.
honestly, it is a lot of work for the staff there to take care of, us just coming in and jibber jabber for half an hour and eat sandwiches.
Yeah.
Well, we enjoy having you. It's just more, it's just not quite enough time to have things happen to,
Unless there's
And
something
it's,
really major. Yeah.
yeah.
And, like Ron said, we can call a special meeting if all of a sudden we have no money and we gotta sell the building. I mean, we do that with our councils.
Yeah, I mean, James and Jim and I are in touch all the time, so
Way too much.
yeah, I know, right? It's nothing exciting is gonna happen without somebody being informed. So need a motion for that or
Oh, I think, yeah, we should have a motion, in the minutes for something like that.
I'll make a motion to approve it, yeah, that we meet every second month.
I don't know that you need a motion if it's in the bylaw that you meet quarterly and
That's right.
yeah, you just
It's already written in the bylaws.
yeah, so the next meeting is February 5th.
Okay.
Or whatever, maybe not.
March.
Yeah.
Well,
Okay,
we
but are we
get
having
everyone
that
gets some of
meeting
this
the
stuff.
5th of February?
It'd be good to do the
That'd be
February
March.
meeting just to have the in person and then we can
Yeah.
reset from there.
Okay.
We could have it on April Fool's Day after that.
Good. Good.
All
Right, if you don't think we need a motion, then we'll go with that, and
Okay.
as long as we meet the mandated quarterly.
Should we table the election of vice chair till the meeting, or we do have Liz now? Welcome, Liz.
Thank you. Glad
You're
to
welcome.
be here. No.
Yes,
Hey,
welcome,
who's not
Liz.
here that we could
Welcome.
nominate?
Yes, welcome, Liz.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome.
Wanda.
All right, let's nominate Wanda.
Yeah. Not there, be punished.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can put that off till the 5th, I think, if
Yeah, in
90%
person.
of us are there.
Okay. Perfect.
All right, we'll just table that.
Okay.
Other than that is the end of the agenda. And as such, the meeting is adjourned
Motion.
at whatever time it is, 1831.
Yeah.
Shortest meeting ever, Laura.
I know. I love
Yeah.
it. New record.
Yeah. For sure. All
Great.
right, folks, take care.
All right.
Take
Yeah.
care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All
Bye.
right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Take care.